So let's review. Our daf begins with another machlekes b'shami b'shil regarding carrying on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah. B'shami aymrim eimetziyin lo yis ha-katan, b'lo yis ha-lulav, b'lo yis sefer Torah, l'rshus ha-rabim, b'shil matirin. B'shami say that it is forbidden to carry anything on Yom Tov that is not related to tzarech eichel nefesh. Items not needed directly for food for Yom Tov, b'shil permit carrying these items on Yom Tov. This machlekes can be explained two ways. Rabbah suggests that this is a basic argument of whether Haitzah, carrying, is Asra on Yom Tov. Basil hold, Erev v'Haitzah l'Shabbos, v'ein Erev v'Haitzah l'Yom Tov. Isra Haitzah applies only on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. Therefore, one may carry everything on Yom Tov. B'Shami hold, Erev v'Haitzah l'Shabbos, v'Erev v'Haitzah l'Yom Tov. Isra Haitzah applies on Yom Tov as well. Therefore, one may not carry everything. One may only carry if, and when, it relates directly to Tzarech Echel Nefesh for food for Yom Tov. In support of Beis Hill, Rabbah quotes a pasuk in Yirmi which says, the pasuk specifically mentions Shabbos to teach, b'Shabbos in b'Yom Tov Loi. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah, because the Mishnah lists only non-mukta items, when it could have listed even mukta items, since as Rashi explains, ein iser haitzah, ein iser tiltel, shlein iser tiltel el mishal maitzah. Handling mukta was only forbidden out of concern that one may carry it outside. However, the Chachamim would not forbid common items needed on Shabbos. Therefore, if there is no Issa Haitzah, there would be no Issa Mukta on Yom Tov either. And the Mishnah should have taught a greater novelty, that according to Beis Hill, one may carry even Mukta items on Yom Tov. Therefore, Rav Yosef and later Rabbi Yechon explain the Machlokes as follows. Beis Hill hold, Mikech Shehutra Haitzah Litzayrach, Hutra Nami Shalal Litzayrach. Since carrying is permitted for tzarech echel nefesh, items needed directly for food for Yom Tov, it is permitted even for non-food related items. B'Shami hold, lo yamrin mitech shehutra haitzah letzarech, hutra nami shalei letzarech. B'Shami does not subscribe to this concept, and one may not carry shalei letzarech echel nefesh. The concept of mitech is applicable to all malachas. Therefore, this machlikas of B'Shami Beis Hill would apply to all malachas as well. For example, ha-sheicher oilis nadav b'Yom Tov. One who shechs a voluntary carbon oila, which is burned completely on the Mizbeach, according to Bishami, would be like liable for Malkus because it is Shalei Letzarech Echel Nefesh, and Lo Yamrin Mitech. According to Bishil, this is Mutter because Mitech Shehotra Shechita Letzarech, Hotra Nami Shalei Letzarech. Similarly, Havara, kindling a fire, or Bishal, cooking, Shalei Letzarech Echel Nefesh, not for the purpose of eating. According to Bishami, it would be Aser because Lo Yamrin Mitech. According to Basila, it would be mutter because mitech shehotra havaru letzarech, hotra nami shalei letzarech. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan discredited the following brisa. Hamavashal gid hanosha b'chalav b'yamtiv v'achloi loika chamesh. If one cooks the gid hanosha, which is a forbidden part of the animal, together with milk, and eats it on yamtiv, he's liable for five separate lavin. Mishum mavashal gid, for cooking the gid hanosha, which is a forbidden food, and so his cooking is shalei letzarech echel nefesh. Mishum Eichel Gid, for eating the Gid Hanasha. Mishum Mevashel Basa B'chalav, for cooking meat and milk together. Mishum Eichel Basa B'chalav, for eating milk and meat together. Umishum Havar, and for creating a fire in Yom Tov, which is a separate lav from Bishul cooking. Upon which Rabbi Yechon had said to the student, Puk Tani Levra, teach this outside, as it is incorrect. Because Havaru Ubishul in the Mishnah, one would not be chayav for lighting a fire and cooking according to Bisil, because Mitech Shehoja Havaru Litzarech, Hoja Nami Shaloi Litzarech. Tosis holds that although Shaloi L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, based on Mitoich, but there must be at least a Tzarech Yom Tov. Therefore, Tosis explains that although this person was lighting a fire for and cooking the Gid Hanosha, which may not be eaten, however, since he intended to eat it despite the Isser involved, it is considered Tzarech Yom Tov enough to exempt him from Malkus for Havaru Bishul based on Mitoich. Zok the Mishnah. B'Shami Yoimrim, Eim Alichin Chalu U'matanis L'Koyim B'Yom Tov. B'Shami say that one may not bring Chalo or Matnas Kehuna on Yom Tov to a Kohen, whether they were separated before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. B'Shil Matirin, B'Shil permit bringing these Matanas to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Amalem B'Shamai, Gzeres Shava, Chalo or Matanas Matanal Kohen, B'Truma Matanal Kohen. K'shem She'im Malichin Esa Truma, Kachem Malichin Esa Matanas. The B'Shami argue and compare. Just as one may not give Truma, one may not give Chalos and Matanas on Yom Tov. Amalem Beis Hill, loy. Im amartim b'truma shein nezakei b'haramasa, temi b'matanis shazakei b'haramasan. One may not be mafresh truma on Yom Tov because it's near a kimisakin and could have been done before Yom Tov. Since generally the final steps of processing produce are malachis, which are asa on Yom Tov, they were obviously done before Yom Tov. Hence the chiyuv afrasha took effect before Yom Tov and could have been done before Yom Tov. Therefore, he may not give it either. However, one must be allowed to separate chalo matanis on Yom Tov, because since one is allowed to bake and shecht on Yom Tov, as both are letzarech echal nefesh, the chiyuv afrasha could only take effect in Yom Tov and could not have been done before Yom Tov. Therefore, he may give it to the kohen as well. The Gemara now brings several opinions as to what exactly Bisham Basil are arguing about. Behuda holds, Leinechliku Bisham Basil al matanis shahurma me'erv Yom Tov, shemelichin im matanis shahurma mehayoim, vishenishchutu mehayoim. Both Bisham and Basil agree that one may bring to the kohen chalo matanis that were separated before Yom Tov, together with those separated on Yom Tov. Leinechliku el helichin bifnei atzman. Shebisham oimim ein melichin, Basil oimim melichin. The entire machlekes is if one may bring chalo matanis that were separated on erev Yom Tov alone. B'yosi holds, Leinechliku Bisham and Basil al matanis shemelichin. Both Bisham and Basil agree that one may bring the chalo matanis on Yom Tov, whether they were separate on Yom Tov or not, because these items may be separate on Yom Tov. Leinechliku ela ala truma. The entire machlekes is if one may bring on Yom Tov truma that was separated before Yom Tov. Shebisham oimim ein melichin, Basil oimim melichin. Bisham hold that one may not bring the truma to a kohen because one might inadvertently come to actually separate truma on Yom Tov, which is forbidden. Basil are not concerned that one will inadvertently separate truma on Yom Tov. Acherim maimer lo yinechluku Bisham Basil al truma she'ein moilichim. Acherim hold that Bisham Basil both agree that truma should not be brought to a kohen on Yom Tov. Lo yinechluku ela al matanis. The argument was about whether they are allowed to bring chalo umatanis. Bisham oimrim ein moilichim, uBasil oimrim moilichim. Amr Behuda Mashmul, Halacha Rabbi Yisi. Halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, and according to Basil, and thus one is allowed to bring even Truma to a Kohen and Yom Tov, as is further illustrated in the following story. Rav Tevi Bered Rab Nechemia, Havale Garva the Chamad de Truma. Rav Tevi had wine of Truma. Asle Kamed Rav Yosef, Amale, Maho Lamtui Le Kohen Idna. May I bring it to a Kohen now? Amale Hachi Amr Behuda Mashmul, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, and therefore you may bring it to the Kohen now, even on Yom Tov. The Gemara relates another story, which bezichnei de Rava bar Rav Chanan havalei usar yosa de chardla. A neighbor had mustard seeds, which had to be cracked open in order to use, and asked if this is permissible on Yom Tov. To which Rava replied, "Meilin melilois umafarchen kitnis b'Yom Tov. One is permitted to roll ears of wheat and crack open kernels on Yom Tov. Since even on Shabbos this would be considered di shekalach or yad, an indirect method of threshing, which would be forbidden only midrabanan, on Yom Tov they were not geyser, and these items would be permissible on Yom Tov, where there are special dispensations for tzarech echal nefesh." The Gemara asks, "Imkein mitzinu truma shezake b'har masa." If one is allowed to crack open shells on Yom Tov, this act would make the chiv hafrasha take effect only on Yom Tov, which should allow him to separate truma on Yom Tov, based on the following distinction by the Beis Hillel and the Mishnah: "Im amartim b'truma shenezake b'har masa, temri b'matanis shezake b'har masa." One may not be mafresh truma on Yom Tov because it could have been done before Yom Tov. But one may be mafresh chala matanis on Yom Tov because it could not have been done before Yom Tov, since the chiyuv afrasha could only take effect on Yom Tov. The Gemara answers, "My truma roiv truma." Indeed, there are indeed situations such as Meil Malilis where it only becomes obligated in truma on Yom Tov, and in those cases he may indeed separate truma on Yom Tov. However, our mission is referring to most truma which becomes obligated before Yom Tov.